That's your cue, Jane.
Hello, Carbondale and beyond.
Do you suppose anybody ever played air guitar with a bass guitar like that song? I can just see Tom Cruise in his underwear on top of his bed.
Yeah.
Like, da, 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 da.
I'm sure they did.
Did you ever play air guitar?
A lot.
You did?
I did.
Really? What about you, Jake?
Never played air guitar.
You didn't?
Not growing up. I just now did.
Yeah, I know.
Right here in the studio.
It's like you want to do it. It just, yeah, it's like we're all Pavlov's dogs.
Yeah.
You hear something and you do it, you know.
And there was the three of us were head bobbing.
That's right.
So Jake is here today because Briscoe's actually coming back from Africa.
As we speak.
Nice. He's going to be back here, I think, or maybe he's even back already.
I wonder if he watched the Broncos in Africa.
I doubt it. They were out in the bush.
Oh,
they were
really?
On safari, yeah.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
I know. But.
Well, the Broncos did not suck.
They actually won.
They won.
On a Thursday night.
Nice. Not only did they win, they creamed them.
They killed them.
Holy annihilated. God. They annihilated.
You know, I was thinking, okay, I listened to the second quarter, and I was going to watch the second half, and by the time I tuned in, they were already up 28-0.
Yeah.
And I went, wait a minute, is this the Broncos?
Isn't that amazing? Although the Cardinals, you know, as we all know, are not a good team, but we so outplayed them. Anyway, and Emmanuel Sanders got Offensive Player of the Week.
Oh, he did? In the whole NFL?
In the whole NFL.
Wow.
And he got it because not only did he score a touchdown, he threw for a touchdown. Did you see that?
That's true.
Oh, you were listening.
I heard it.
You heard it, yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. I saw that he also did a flip into the end zone again, and that just makes me nervous as
me
hell.
Me too. I think that's silly. I mean, you can get hurt.
You could get hurt or you could fumble.
Yeah.
Neither scenario is very pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was going across the goal line, right? He hadn't even officially scored.
Right.
At the point of
right.
flip. Point of flip.
I wonder if Vance Joseph has the cojones to dress him down for that.
He should.
He should. Mahomes does. Mahomes cojones has
the ball. It took us less than 3 minutes to get into this show to say cojones.
It's too bad that it's the last time we're playing the Chiefs today because you're going to have
next
to find
week.
A different context.
Oh, I can figure out a way to bring them in, believe me.
Okay.
But that's them winning is not the biggest news of the week. You know what it is?
The biggest news?
The fact that they got rid of Chad Kelly.
They traded Chad
Kelly?
You
didn't know this?
Well, I knew that he was arrested for being drunk.
He was arrested for being drunk.
But they got rid of him?
They got rid of him today.
Wow.
Someone's calling already.
Who'd they get for him?
They didn't get anyone for him. They
just
fired him.
Straight out fired him?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Man. That's not smart, Mr. Elway. It's just not smart.
Caller, you were on. Oh, no, he's not on.
Okay. Well, he was arrested. And
what did he do?
He was arrested on a first-degree criminal trespass charge. And I guess Von Miller has this Halloween party every year. And he, that night, which
Chad
was last,
Kelly.
Yeah. No. Von Miller has
the party.
Yeah,
but
has
Chad
the party.
Kelly
but
was
Chad
at the party.
Kelly was at the party. And after he left the party, this happened. But I also think I heard...
Well, let's talk about what happened. He was in a blackout drunk and went into somebody's house and sat on the couch.
Right.
Wow. So he's like a Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
I didn't know Johnny Manziel was like that.
Well, he was. That's why he's no longer in the NFL. He's relegated to the CFL.
I didn't know that.
Because he was drunk. Because he was a drunk.
Yeah, but at least Chad Kelly could keep it together long enough to make the team for 2 years.
Right.
And now, I mean, talk about something really stupid. He's got a drinking
problem.
He's
so good. Huh. He is such a talent. It's such a shame to me.
He was good and drunk is what he was.
Jake.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, he was. Jake's right.
I know.
You can't deny it.
I know.
He screwed up.
He screwed up.
Big time.
Yeah.
So now, guess who their backup quarterback is? Do you know his name?
Brock Osweiler.
No.
I was going to say Osweiler, too.
No, but I did hear one of the newscasters say that maybe they'll get Brock Osweiler. No, not Brock Osweiler. Patrick Lynch.
Get him back.
Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch.
He knows the system.
Because he knows the system.
How about that?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
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 This is Jim from Los Angeles.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Have you been listening?
I have not been listening, but I'm ready to speak up and be heard.
Okay, what do you think about the Broncos? What do you think about the Broncos this
Here's
year?
Here's what I think about the Broncos. Firstly, I think waving Chad Kelly was a very expeditious move on their part.
Yeah.
So, kudos to the Broncos, because I just don't think that he has the field acumen to be effective when he is out on the elongated lawn.
Well, what about what he did last night?
What did he
do last night?
Well, you don't even know what he did.
A couple of nights ago.
This is Jim from Los Angeles.
Oh.
He is not a Bronco fan.
So he didn't see it in the L.A. Times.
No, he is my brother.
Oh, hi, Jim.
But he's not heavy.
But he's not heavy. He's
no,
my
he's
brother.
My brother. That's correct.
Right, but he's not...
The road is long.
And so far away.
But he is a Ram fan.
Uh-oh. I'm a Ram fan.
You're a Ram fan. But
I'm a Ram fan, and I am happy to set up a scrimmage game between the Rams and the Broncos for Grant Deeds.
That's a good idea.
But wait a minute. Chad Kelly got arrested last night.
He did?
Yes.
That's why they let him go.
That's why they let him go.
Oh, I didn't know that. Arrested for what?
I'll take it from here.
Okay.
He got arrested for trespassing, basically, because after he went to Von Miller's Halloween party, apparently he got pretty well snookered.
Right.
And he ended up going into somebody's house and sitting down on the couch, and he didn't even know the people. There was a man, a wife, and about an 18-month-old kid on the couch.
Oh,
and
my
he just sat there.
There's also something else Chad Kelly apparently didn't know, that Halloween is still a week away.
Somebody should have told
him. That's the kind of thing that gets you shot these days.
It could have got him shot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think these days probably the most exciting news about the Bronx is DeMarcus Ware moving forward with Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, God.
Jim, we're going to have to cut this
off.
Yeah,
we're
going
to have to cut
this
short.
No, but we need his prediction first.
Oh,
yeah,
we do.
We need your, and we haven't even discussed the Dodgers.
Game.
No, the Dodgers yet.
Oh, well, because maybe this is our cue. Should we play the song for your brother?
I think we should.
Yes, wait, Jim.
Play the song that goes like, I say D, I say D-O,
yes,
D-O-D.
But wait, you can join in. We'll both join in, yes.
We've got the actual record here.
Listen.
We're on the radio right now.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Here we go.
Listen.
Here we go.
Okay.
1, 2. Charge.
So I say D.
Oh, it's too slow.
I say D-O. D-O-D, D-O-D-G.
No, it's too fast.
D-O-D-G-E-R-S-T-T-T-T-M-O. I say O-M, O-M-A, O-M-A-L, O-M-A-L-L-E-Y-O. Really? No, O-M-A-L-E. Sandy Colfax, oh, my Drysdale Maury. I love you so, and we defy the Giants. Giants. Orlando, Cepeda, is it bad with the bases jammed?
Okay, that's enough.
Oh, thank you, Jane.
And Jim. Jim was in there.
Bam.
Do they still sing that?
Slam in the very first inning. But it's only the beginning.
It's absurd.
Like a turd. Oops.
A turd.
Anyway.
All right, sports fan.
Okay, wait. That,
and the show gets canceled.
Yeah, but that was in honor of the Dodgers being in the World Series.
Thank
yeah.
you
but
so
they
much.
It didn't yeah. help them last night.
It didn't help them last night. Are
Easy,
they going to win?
Tigers, God designed this for seven, not for one.
Did
there
they,
you go.
Did
right?
they, are they going to win tonight?
Nope.
Who's throwing? Ryu? No.
Oh, okay. All right. What's your prediction for the score for the Broncos this week?
They're playing Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mahomes.
My prediction is.
Cajones.
Where's the game? KC or Denver?
Yeah, KC.
KC, I'm going to say 35-14.
Who? Broncos?
Mahomes.
Okay, Mahomes, Cajones.
35-14, okay. Is that what you said?
35-14.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, I won this guess last year, and I'm still
you did.
Waiting for my Broncos.
For your prize.
For my prize.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Jim.
You know what? It was great to speak with both of you. Have a wonderful broadcast.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. And by the way, that song did not sound like Danny Kaye. It sounded like a remake.
No, it's not.
Well, oh, Luke okay. was playing it too slow.
Yeah, he was playing it too slow.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was
okay,
playing
I
it on
it.
33.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Enjoy, you guys.
See you later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
But then when I put it faster, you said it was too fast.
It was.
Well, because Jane didn't know what she was talking about.
No, it was too fast. You didn't have it. It was going really fast.
It can only be two speeds
yes,
on the 45, right?
It's either 33 or 45. We don't have 78.
Well, something's wrong. Someone's calling.
Oh, okay. Caller, you are on Bronco Babble.
Hey, the band's back together again. Second week in a row.
Third week in a row.
Oh, I missed it the other week.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, so I heard...
It's true.
...that Kelly got arrested because he was in a Cowboys uniform, a Cowboys outfit. Now, was that a Dallas Cowboys
no.
outfit, or was it a cowboy?
The theme of the Halloween party was a cowboy theme.
Oh, well, I thought maybe he got arrested because he was in a Dallas Cowboys outfit.
No. No. That's not why he got arrested. You know, they fired him. Did you hear that?
Okay. I know.
Okay, fine.
Gosh darn it.
I know.
Okay, you know who this is.
Yes, this is Lisa.
Okay.
Of course.
I have just one comment, and it doesn't pertain to football, but can I just make a quick comment?
Quick.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. Goats love pumpkins.
I know that.
So this year, after Halloween, if you have a unpainted or unvarnished pumpkin or jack-o'-lantern, find somebody that has a
goat
or two or five, and they would love to have your pumpkin.
That's true.
I didn't know that.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Lisa discovered that last year.
Do you have to cook it first?
No.
They eat it raw?
They eat it raw.
And wow. they put it on their little head and run around like a fool.
Like a football helmet.
And they stick their whole head into the pumpkin.
Wow, I didn't know this.
It's true. So
it
give
is
your
true.
Send your pumpkins to Sky. Drop them off at Skyline Ranch or my place. And we'll take your pumpkins for our goats or anyone else who has goats.
Goats love pumpkins.
I just love what you can learn on Bronco Babble.
That's right.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, I'm going to give you my prediction and I have to go.
All right, we need you to go too.
Thanks, Jade.
Love you.
Love you. What's your prediction? What is it?
The Broncos are going to do it. They're
okay.
They're going to win.
Yep.
It's going to be at the very end, very last, it's going to be 38-34.
38-34
wow,
Broncos.
That would be an exciting
yep.
game.
That would
yep.
be. I agree it's going to be high scoring, and I agree the Broncos are going to win.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
One more thing. Oh, they're signing Tebow. That was the other thing I was
thinking. Oh, they are not. They are not.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks
bye.
For calling.
Bye.
Well, you know, Tebow is all about about miracles, so, you know.
That's true.
They need a miracle, so maybe they should hire him again.
That's true.
Wouldn't that be an interesting circle turning around?
I heard that Tebow is now fatter than Elvis.
No. Are you serious?
Well, no, I just made that up, but it's still easy to believe.
Well, he was in Double A playing minor league baseball.
He was, but now he's a sportscaster.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I did see that he was inducted in the Florida Hall of Fame.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Along with Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo Ma?
No. Along with Jake.
Jake Plummer?
No, Cutler.
No, you're just babbling.
No, not
Bronco
no, not.
Babble. You're holding up your end.
No, Cutler from the Rams. I'm not the Rams, the Bears.
But no, he doesn't from have the Broncos.
He was with the Broncos, then he was with the Bears. Jay Cutler.
We're talking about Florida Hall of Fame, and then you bounced over to Jay Cutler.
Because. Why did I do that? Oh, no, no, no. Here's what. Because he is also an announcer. Oh,
but he's not. Is he from Florida? Huh. We're talking about the Florida Hall of Fame.
I started saying that Cutler was an announcer while we were talking about Tebow.
Oh, because Tebow was
an announcer.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
There's the transition.
Thank you.
There's the cohesive thought.
I wonder if Tim Tebow's still a virgin.
Oh, I doubt it.
I bet he is.
No.
I heard
he got together with, I won't say this. I better not say this.
Don't you just love NFL gossip?
Yeah.
Who did Tim Tebow get it on with? That's what we would like to know.
Ooh, is it somebody I know?
If anyone out there knows who Tim Tebow got
or if you got it on with Tim Tebow.
Right. Give us a call at 963-2976. Or if you have a score prediction for Kansas City and the Broncos, call us at 963-2976. We have 15 more minutes to babble. So,
well, you know, Tim Tebow had superpowers. Do you remember when he was on that roll where he won like 5 or 6 in a row?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I remember listening to the game in my truck in the parking lot. It was like a 2-hour driveway moment. I couldn't get out of the truck because it was so exciting. And when I got out after the Broncos won another one in overtime,
with Tim,
I was strutting around like I felt
someone's
more
on the line.
Bronco Babble, you are here and on the air. Hello.
This is absolutely true babble today.
It is. Are you enjoying it, though?
Yes, I am.
I thought so.
I do have to add, I like the end of the Chad Kelly story. Not only did he go in and sit next to the woman with the baby, but the husband got him out by beating him over the head with a aluminum vacuum cleaner pipe.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, who needs a gun when you have an aluminum
vacuum
cleaner?
Exactly. Oh, jeez.
He's never going to live that down.
I don't think he will.
Does anyone know anything about Kevin Hogan?
Who's Kevin Hogan?
He's our new backup quarterback. He's been our third quarterback.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's hope he's a hero.
Well,
Let's hope he's not a hero.
Yeah. Let's hope we never get to see him in the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, good point.
You guys, this is our Odist. Does she happen to have an ode today?
I do, but Luke, who won last week? You haven't talked about how
everybody... Oh, you know what? It was Jake.
Jake won. Yeah.
Did you ever win anything in your life, Jake?
I did. I won a transistor radio at an amusement park when I was about 10.
God, how exciting.
I won a Polaroid camera once because I putted a golf ball into a cup at a car dealer.
Cool.
I think I won $5 in Las Vegas in coins in the slot machines.
Nice. Big spender.
We're all losers.
Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself. So, I have an ode for Denver's week 8.
Okay.
Wait.
Let me introduce you.
Okay.
If you haven't listened to Bronco Babble and heard The Odist, this is our Odist.
Formerly statistician.
Yes, formerly statistician. Gone Otis.
Turned
Otis. Okay. Begin.
Holy smokes and holy cow, there is life in Denver again. It sure doesn't take much in Denver to get us back behind our also-ran. I guess we're all back on the wagon for a few more days. Maybe the Broncos will use that time to draw up a few more trick plays. I don't know who this team is. Can't figure them out. For weeks, the defense doesn't show up, and then it's a rout. So I don't know. I'm scratching my head. But maybe next time the fans call for quarterback blood, they'll put in Sanders instead. Kansas City, at home? It's going to be rough. But I'll go with momentum and say Denver's D will hang tough. So I hope Von Miller and company kick some ass and our offense doesn't stumble. And wouldn't it be pretty if our defense wins this game with a Kansas City fumble? Denver 28, KC 24.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Excellent, Sarita.
Well, you think it's excellent because I'm picking the Broncos against my better judgment, but I do think that this could be a game that KC could overlook.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm
I
with
think
you.
They have a shot.
I'm with you.
Here,
what about Felix's score?
His score, he's picking KC. He says 33-17.
Tell him to leave the earth.
I think he just heard you.
I want him to hear me.
Okay.
I'm teasing Felix. Okay, well, thank you. That was a wonderful ode.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and All we'll right. talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was good.
That was a good ode.
That was a good
yeah.
ode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. She always writes good odes.
Yep. And that's Sarah...
Sarah Tornier.
Yeah.
I've decided I know how to win Bronco Babble.
How?
I just guessed my score a few points off from Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Sarah's won twice.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, that's my strategy.
Okay.
It's mine, though.
Okay, I won't steal it from you. So, if anyone knows who Kevin Hogan is, give us a call at 963-2976 and clue us in.
Hogan needs a slogan. Don't you
right.
think?
Good job, Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was with the Browns, and this is a star that
I'm
got
trying to get
at work. A gold
done.
Star.
Okay.
He was on, was he at Houston and the Browns? Yeah. I think he played for Houston. No, Washington and the Browns in Cleveland.
So he was on the practice squad, and he's been elevated to the second string?
I guess so.
Or did they just bring him in on?
No. He's been with us.
Oh, he has.
Yeah,
huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe Hogan took Kelly out and got him drunk, hoping that this would happen.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. Let's start a rumor right now.
Jeez. 963-2976. If you want to babble or you have a prediction for Sunday's game, which starts at 11 a.m. in KC.
So, Jane, you used to tell everybody to place their bets. You don't do that anymore?
Well, sometimes I think I say place your bets.
You used to say, come on, everybody, place your bets.
Come on, everybody, place your bets.
There you go.
Do you always do what you're told?
No.
Hardly ever.
Yeah, really? So what accounts for say yes right now?
I don't know. But what about Vance Joseph? Has his tenure been...
Well, he's got a reprieve for at least 1 week.
Yeah. I mean, that was such a much, much better game. And they had some trick plays. I mean, the Sanders play and some other ones too.
And Bradley Chubb is still knocking them down.
Yep. And Von Miller had how many sacks? Three or four?
No, Bradley had. No, that's a good
no.
Question.
That was
I forgot already.
He had
that was last week.
Yeah, Chubb had three or four sacks the week before.
Yeah.
But Miller, he had one last week. It was a Thursday night
Chubb
game.
Or Vaughn?
Chubb had one. And Vaughn had a couple, I think. If anyone knows out there.
Just come up and do the show
for
us. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Chubb, the new rookie defensive lineman, I wish somebody would come up with a way or a reason to say Chubb-a-dub-dub. You know, when he sacks somebody, it's everybody
oh, yeah,
cheers,
a cheer.
Chubba-dub-dub.
Wow. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Is this your new career, Jake? Slogan?
We got Hogan.
Creator?
Hogan, the slogan.
Yeah, chubba-dub-dub. We need one more.
Keenum. Ryan Keenum. Matt won.
Keenum. I've seen him.
That's pretty good for off the top of your head, Jake.
Not bad.
Yeah.
963-2976. Give us a call here on Bronco Babble and
unless
place your bait.
Unless you've turned us off because we are really babbling today. But I hope you haven't. And I hope there are still some Bronco fans out there because there are in here.
Well, what is the Broncos' record right now going into the Kansas City game? How many have they won and how many have they lost?
Three
and four.
Okay. And four.
So they're one game away from 500.
Yep.
Okay.
So they're almost mediocre.
Jeez.
Striving to become mediocre. Yeah. Working hard to get to be mediocre.
God.
Okay, Jane, why are you scrolling there on your laptop?
Well, because I made some notes, and I want to see if
well,
there's...
I'm going to make my prediction while you're scrolling through
okay.
your notes.
Oh! There is one more important thing I forgot.
Oh.
A lot of people in the NFL think Demaryius Thomas is going to be traded because the trade deadline is coming up.
Yeah. Real, like tomorrow, maybe. It's very soon.
It's really soon. And he does not want to leave. He's lately, the last couple games, he's played really well.
Do you know how he gets played? Millions, dozens of millions of dollars. And look at all the passes
does.
That he dropped.
17 million.
Yeah.
He does.
And if he's traded, I think there's $2 million dead money associated with his contract.
What does that mean?
I don't really understand, to tell you the truth. But that's one reason why they want to trade him, though, is because he's got a huge cap hit. It's like $15 million.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And he makes $17 million. And I wonder, you know, that's an awfully big paycheck every week.
It sure
is. I wonder what that comes out to.
I don't know, but he's not playing like a $17 million player.
No. Well, he hasn't been for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, he's been dropping a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, he was really good when they had those other two good receivers when, what's his name?
Oh, right, who went to the Jets.
You know, that was the white guy, and
right.
there was a black guy that went to a different team. They had three great receivers: Demaryius Thomas,
Eric Decker.
Eric Decker was the white guy.
Yeah.
And then who was the other?
Maybe that's our new quarterback. Let's bring Peyton back.
Peyton Manning. Yes.
We want Peyton.
We want Peyton.
Okay, my prediction is this: it's going to be a defensive struggle for the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to come out, both teams, ripping and roaring, and it's going to be a last-second victory, thanks to Brandon McManus,
mm-hmm.
who is still perfect, by the way.
I know.
The only silver lining in Broncos' dark cloud this year. Anyway, I'm guessing 30-28 Broncos, last-second victory.
30-28 Broncos, says Luke.
What about you, Jake?
Okay, here we go. The Denver Broncos versus Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, the fruited plain of Kansas City. Anyway, the Kansas City is going to score more times than the Broncos, and yet they're going to come up on the short end of the stick, and the final score is going to be 21-20 Broncos.
How can they score more times and come up on the short end of the stick?
Because they two touchdowns and two field goals comes up to 20, right?
Yep.
And the Broncos are going to score three touchdowns, giving them 21. So,
I see.
You see what I'm saying here?
No.
So they scored four times, but the Broncos win.
Oh, I see. I see what
two of those
saying.
Scores are only 3 points.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that gives Cajones one score in every quarter. You know, okay, go ahead and do that. And then I don't know how we'll score 21 points. Not with Chad Kelly, that's for sure. But we will. So there you go. 21-20.
What about you, Jade? We have a minute left.
Broncos 34. KC
27. 34-27.
Broncos. Whose is that?
Who's talking to
it's
us?
Not me. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of another Bronco Babble. We completely wasted your afternoon, and we're proud of it. Completely inconsequential radio, Jake.
Yep. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Gotta love it.
Thanks for having me on the last 2 weeks.
Thanks,
yeah,
Jake.
And
it was fun.
Briscoe will be back next week.
Yep.
And we welcome him back. Jake will miss you. You can come. Jake's invited to come in and make guest appearances. Right, Luke?
Sure.
Can I look through the window next week?
Yeah.
Sure.
Just don't moon us.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.